if we analyze carefully the language of the saving of Lot from the destruction of Sodom, we'll see many parallels to the story of Lot and the saving of his family to that of the story of the Mabul and Noah. It says by Lot, Vayiftsu be'ish belot ma'od, Vayikshu lishbo hadelas, Vayishalcho nasim, es yodem vayaviu es Lot elehem habaisa, Vesadelas sagoru. Lot is saved and brought into the house by the angels, and Vesadelas sagoru, they close the door. If you look carefully, that parallels the language by Noah, where Hashem says by the Teva, where the Pasuk says, Vayiska Hashem ba'ado. Hashem closed the door of the Teva. And Rashi comments that God protected Noah as he entered the Teva. Hikin olav shelo yishberuho, that he protected him so that the people of Sodom should not break the Teva. Hikif hateva dubin ravayes v'hayu hogim behem, that bears and lions surrounded the Teva and killed those who tried to enter. So similarly, as Hashem protected Noach in the Teva, shlo yishbu es dalso, so they shouldn't come and break the door of the Teva. And similarly, by Lot, the angels protected Lot, shlo yiftzu anche Sodom lishbo hadelas, that the people of Sodom should not come in and break the door to do harm to Lot and his family. And similarly, the story of the saving of Lot from the conflagration of Sodom v'Amorah is similar to that by Noah. By the Mabul, God destroyed the entire world, all life, except for those in the Teva, because of their iniquity. And similarly, by Sodom, God saves Lot and his family, as he did by the Mabul, saving Noah and his family, and Sodom v'Amorah are punished and destroyed. And again, we find parallel language between Sodom, story of Sodom. It says, "Vashem himtir al Sodom v'Amorah gafris ve'esh me'es Hashem min Hashemayim." God rained down on Sodom and Amorah sulfur and fire from the heavens. And in the Mabul it says, "Anochi mamtir al ha'avetz abam yom v'abam laila." And similarly, the story of the aftermath of the Mabul and Amorah between Noah and Lot tragically parallel. After the Mabul, Noah plants a vineyard, becomes drunk, and his son violates him. According to one pshat, Rashi has relations with him. And similarly, after the destruction of Sodom v'Amorah, Lot gets drunk and he sleeps with his two daughters. So you see that Lot did not learn from the experience and the failure of Noah. And it's only Avram Avinu who is noitel schar kulam and leads in terms of a new vision and of chesed and emunah and kodesh baruch hu.